Whiz Kids will not be seen tonight, so that we may bring you this special presentation.
The foundation of magic is a belief in the unbelievable. You must believe in magic, because when you believe, everything is possible.
After a successful stage career, David Dreamer became world famous performing live magic specials on television. His first, in 1975, attracted an audience of over 50 million viewers.
Hi, I'm David Dreamer, and welcome to my Wonder Dome.
Yeah, I would always ask my parents to stay up just so I can watch.
He was a trailblazer for all of the magicians to come.
He was gorgeous.
He was different.
Veteran stage magician Harry Milton was an early mentor of David's and became his lead illusion designer.
Well, magic was totally in a rut. It was just the same old vaudeville shtick, but David found a way to break through all that.
For David, it was out with rabbits and top hats and in with peace and love.
He looked like a rock star. But it was more than just a look. David made magic beautiful.
You know, there are people who believe that our minds are much more powerful than we ever thought possible. And that we can actually use our minds to make physical objects disappear. So if that were the case, it might look a little something like this.
And what we saw next was nothing short of astounding.
In the world of magic, everything is possible.
So how was it done?
Oh, you don't want to know that.
I don't.
No.
Why not?
It kills the magic to know how it's done, doesn't it? We need to keep that magic alive for people.
Yes, but you know how it's done, so is the magic dead for you?
Maybe it is.
I loved magic when I was a kid. I'd put on magic shows, you know, and watch them on TV. And I always wanted to know how the tricks were done, and I'd, like, imagine what was really going on. But whenever I learned the actual secret, it was always a little disappointing. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth, and today we'll meet a famous magician who's become disillusioned with illusions.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
And now back to the grand finale.
Hi, David. Would you be willing to sign this deck of cards?
Of course. Hi. What's your name?
It's just, if you could write to Max, it's actually for my son.
Okay.
He loves you.
That's nice. To Max.
Yeah. He wants to be a magician when he grows up. It's so cute. Do you have any advice?
Sure. I mean, my advice to any aspiring magician is the advice I have for everyone, which is meditate at least once a day. Just get him connected to the universe. It'll change his life.
Okay, thanks.
Marvelous show tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. You're too kind.
I'm Joe Schwartz. This is my wife, Judy.
I loved when you made the old lady turn into a little girl. Can you show me how to do that?
You know, there's actually a woman in Honduras who turned back the aging process through meditation.
You don't say.
Mr. Dreamer, Stan Atkins. I have a new magic shop in Rochester, the Abracadabbler. You should stop by. Share some secrets.
Sure, next time I'm in town.
Great.
But, Judy.
Yes?
I have to ask, are you familiar with the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi?
I can't say that I am.
Judy, the whole world is a dream. And when you wake up, you'll see the reality of life, which is truly glorious.
The universe is bubbling over with wonder. The mind is so magical. It can do anything. Magic is real. It's as real as you and me.
Hey, David, can I steal you for a moment?
Sure. Judy and Joe, it was a pleasure.
Likewise.
So nice to meet you.
What's up?
I just got a call from Steven at the network. They were ecstatic about tonight's show.
Oh, that's wonderful.
They're still waiting to hear back about the ratings, but they already want to book another special for late June.
That's 6 months from now.
Yeah.
I don't know, Pamela.
Well, it's probably a lot of money.
I get it. I just don't know.
Just hear them out.
David, we are so proud of the work that we've done together. Over the past 3 years, we have attracted some of the largest audiences in television history, and we want to show you how valuable you are by paying you $750,000.
For 1 hour of television.
That is how much we love you.
Wow.
Plus any back end on syndication.
Look, if I'm going to keep doing this, it needs to reflect where I'm at right now. I mean, people seem really into watching me do this fake-o stuff when the universe right in front of them is already so beautiful and so magical. I just don't want to be fake anymore.
I love that. I mean, David, we're on board. Let's make it real, get back to fundamentals. We'll really, really connect with people. I get that. And we can make that happen.
That means complete creative control.
Well, no one gets complete creative control. I mean, Donnie and Marie don't even get complete creative control, not for a live TV special.
Okay. Well, thanks for the opportunity, but David will pass.
Well, David, boy, your wife drives a hard bargain.
Ex-wife.
Okay, let's talk about this.
At the age of 27, David Dreamer became the highest paid television performer in history and was given complete creative control.
Oh, it was a huge gamble, but I guess having David was worth it. I mean, he wasn't just the biggest magician of all time. He was one of the biggest performers anywhere.
I only wish I'd known how far he'd take it.
Okay, so you're locked in a wooden coffin. It's fully equipped with a heart monitor. The coffin's slowly lowered into a 6-foot pit, and there's like a bunch of hooded men shoveling dirt.
Yeah, I see where you're going.
Right, so you're running out of air. Your heart rate slows. Beep, beep, beep. Everyone freaks out. Oh, what should we do? Should we dig him out? Oh, we need to save him. But suddenly, the head dirt shoveler raises his hand to stop, snaps off his hood. He is David Dreamer.
Too morose.
It's uplifting. You defy death.
No, I don't want to end in a graveyard. It should be all about beauty and wonder.
Maybe you should be buried in a rose garden.
Oh my God, yes, and the roses wilt when you die, and then they spring back to life.
I love it.
I hate it.
Okay, then. What do you want to do?
I want to do something real.
What, you want to do another escape?
No, I'm not... I'm more interested in the potential of the human mind.
Oh, you mean like mentalism?
No, I'm not talking about tricks.
You're not?
No.
He prefers illusions.
No, guys, please. I'm talking about real magic.
Well, the realest magic I've ever seen is this guy does contact juggling with a crystal ball. Harry, have you seen that?
Michael Motion. He does amazing work. I bet
stop,
we could get him.
Stop. Why aren't you listening to me?
What? You want to do something real?
I want to do something magical.
Okay, now I'm confused.
David, what exactly do you want to do?
When he was 7 years old, David tuned into the Ed Sullivan Show to watch the Beatles. But it wasn't the Fab Four that shook him up. It was the very next act.
Now, here's an incredible magician. Let's have a nice big hand for him, John Heaney.
John Heaney introduced a beautiful young lady seated in a chair. He draped a large cloth over her body, and when he whipped the cloth away, the woman had vanished.
It was extraordinary. I mean, it all happened so quickly. Suddenly, she was gone. She had disappeared right in front of my eyes, and I was filled with this tremendous urge to go out and learn how it was done.
Eventually, David did learn how it was done, along with so many other illusions. And it became a regular part of his act.
Thank you.
And so I guess, in a way, you could say that's why I'm here talking to you today. It stayed with me in a pretty profound way. It's really been my guiding light.
In the beginning, your unbounded awareness is open to itself. And as the practice grows, your whole nervous system becomes so habituated to project that unbounded awareness that one can even begin to be active in that unbounded awareness. And when the mind is active in that unbounded awareness, it is so powerful. It can do anything.
Can it make a person disappear?
Anything is possible.
All right, yeah, we can do a disappearance. We'll build a Dakota chair like it's part of some space-age sacrifice.
No, everybody's seen that. I just want to vanish, like, in front of people. Spontaneous disappearance, no smoke, no mirrors.
Like a mascot moth.
No, come on, you guys. You need to dream bigger.
A mascot moth would be very ambitious.
Okay. I am going to harness the power of my mind to make myself vanish.
Huh.
Okay, so how would that work on TV?
Great. So the final 20 minutes of the show will be a group meditation.
Just the final 20?
So what are people watching?
They're not watching. They're meditating with me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, the more people who do it, the more powerful it becomes. I mean, we're all connected, right? And group meditation has enormous potential. I mean, the ultimate goal is world peace. This is just a demonstration.
Okay, I think you lost me on that last point.
Okay. Look, just the camera's fixed on me the whole time. There's no way to possibly fake it. It's all real. We meditate together, and then my mind becomes active in the unbounded awareness.
What the hell are you talking about?
And then I vanish.
You vanish, or your career vanishes?
Who cares about my career?
So you're going to make people at home sit and watch other people sitting in a television studio for 20 full minutes?
Yes.
David, come on. We're magicians. We are obligated to entertain. How is what you want to do even remotely entertaining?
Why does it have to be entertaining, Harry? Look, I don't think that's my obligation. My job here is to inspire wonder. It's to wake people up to the magic of the universe.
You realize if you do this, there won't be another special.
And so what? Maybe that's what the universe needs.
Well, maybe the universe doesn't need another special, but I do, and Paul does, and everyone out there building your sets and hanging your goddamn lights and busting their asses does. We all need a job, David, and you're our boss.
I'll meditate on that.
And while he's meditating, I'm going to let you know about today's sponsors. 'Tis the season to seek out pleasure in every area of your life, from how you start your mornings to how you wind down at night, and everything in between. You deserve to enjoy it all. And Dipsy Stories wants you to find joy and confidence in and out of the bedroom. Dipsy Stories is an app full of sexy audio stories. No matter who you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy helps bring the stories to life, anytime, anywhere.
He was so close to my face, like he was telling me a secret. I leaned forward to kiss him, but he pulled his neck inward.
What, you're still playing hard to get? Come on.
I'm gonna make you feel so good. I'm gonna make you remember me.
And for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/truth. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/truth. dipsystories.com/truth. You know, the characters in our stories go through a lot of things. And that's because people go through a lot of things. And sometimes, you know, it's good to have someone to talk to you if you're going through things, whether you're struggling with grief or relationships, you have a lot of stress in your life, online therapy might be for you. BetterHelp is a secure online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with a licensed professional therapist. The Truth is sponsored by BetterHelp, and our listeners get 10% off their first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/truth. That's BetterHelp.com/truth. And now back to the grand finale.
What we think shapes the world around us. Surround yourself only with positivity. Positivity radiates like the fragrance of a flower. Every choice in your life, big or small, make them all positive. As more and more join in your positivity, all will become more powerful.
Okay, this border, do you see that? Let's get rid of anything darker than the color of a leaf.
Okay, but a dark color will photograph better.
Yes, but we only want positive colors. Okay, hey, everybody! Everybody, gather around. I have an announcement. Come a little closer. Let's make a big circle. Good. Now, let's all hold hands and close your eyes. Okay, from today forward, all of us, all of our focus is going to be on positivity. From our thinking to our doing to everything that surrounds us, the materials we use, the way that we put them together. We're going to start having a group meditation. 20 minutes every day at 4 p.m. You're all invited. Okay, let's get back to work.
Are you okay? You fine?
Yeah, could you put that in the schedule for everyone?
Sure thing. Have you decided what you'd like to do for the finale yet?
Yeah, I'm going to vanish. Didn't Harry tell you?
Well, he told me that you want to vanish with your mind, which is impossible, so we need to think of something soon.
No, Pamela, this is going to work. I promise you.
I don't understand how a group meditation on live TV will make you disappear.
Yes, and that's okay. You don't need to understand as long as you trust me. This is a technique I've been developing and perfecting with the assistance of the Maharishi. I'm not talking about illusions anymore. I'm talking about something real.
But real magic is everywhere, right? Isn't that what you said? Watch a sunset. Smell the flowers. Fall in love.
Yes. And you once told me that meditation makes you feel more connected to the universe. Isn't that right?
It did. It does. But we've got a job to do.
But that's exactly what I'm talking about.
You're telling them it'll make you disappear.
It will.
How? Your brainwaves will somehow rearrange your molecules to defy physics?
Yeah. Just like falling in love.
3, 2, 1. Little graphic.
Live from Studio City, California. It's David Dreamer's Wonder Dome. Tonight, David will perform the most remarkable magic ever seen on television. What you'll be seeing tonight.
The Night of David special. 52 million people tuned in. It was the highest rated special that year. Everyone was watching.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, David Dreamer.
David appeared on stage riding a white horse and dressed in a flowing white tunic. They rode around the elaborate set, which featured a huge, sparkling yellow sphere as its centerpiece, representing the sun.
Ready, one, wide.
We all watched as David and his horse were locked into a cage, which was then raised 15 feet into the air. We're carefully watching David and the horse in the cage when suddenly they disappear. The giant yellow sphere opens to reveal David and his horse.
Ready, camera two, meeting close.
Hi, I'm David Dreamer, and welcome to my Wonder Dome. Now, you think you just witnessed me and Rainbow here disappear from that cage and then reappear from within that sun. But in reality, I was in the sun the whole time. You see, the horse and rider you saw go up into that platform were actually a body double.
What is he doing?
He's revealing how the trick was done.
Cut to commercial.
Sorry, David's the boss. Ready, camera one?
See, these are all just tricks. But later in the show, you're going to experience something very special. You'll watch me disappear for real. Now I want you to forget everything you ever thought magic was before tonight, and prepare to be amazed.
As the show continued, David revealed trick after trick.
It's a mirror, see?
All of his most famous illusions exposed.
You see, it's actually a trick crate with a hidden door on top.
He even had a section of the show devoted to sleight of hand.
And when I pass the coin to this hand, I'm actually doing what we call a French drop.
By the time he was ready for the grand finale, he had exposed the secrets to 18 different illusions.
There's a secret passage in the stairway that leads to this hole in the stage floor. So that's how that's done.
When he came back from commercial, David was surrounded by his audience, all seated comfortably on pillows.
Welcome back. Tonight, I've been showing you all the tricks we use to make pretend magic. But now I'm going to show you all something very real. Something that's as real as the universe and goes to the very foundation of what it means to be a part of it. Through the practice of transcendental meditation, I have experienced wonders that are indescribable with words. So tonight, I am going to give you a demonstration of this magical practice. For the next 20 minutes, I'll be meditating. And I'd like you folks in the audience to join me. And you at home, too. And near the end of our meditation together, something very magical will happen. I will disappear. As you can see, I'll be sitting on this raised platform. There's no smoke, no mirrors, and no trapdoors. I'll simply be seated here with everything visible and in plain sight. You're all helping me with this. Your energy is amplifying mine, and we are all in this together. It's very easy. All you need is a mantra, and I'm going to give you one right now. Your mantra is a secret, so don't tell anyone. Now I'm going to say your mantra, and then I want you to say it back to me. Your mantra is, everything is possible.
Everything is possible.
Okay, now, I want you all to take a deep breath. Now close your eyes and repeat your mantra to yourself in your head. Don't say it out loud. Just keep repeating it. And if your mind starts to stray, don't worry. That happens for all of us. Simply focus on your mantra. Always return to your mantra. Anything the mind can conceive is possible. Nothing is impossible. All you need is to look within and you'll realize your fondest dreams. I would like to wish each one of you all of life's wonders and a joyful age of enlightenment.
For the next 20 minutes, a clock ticked down in the lower right corner of the screen as viewers watched a room full of people meditating. Many viewers were meditating with him. Many were watching just to see if the world's most famous magician would really disappear. As the clock ticked closer and closer to zero, there was a curious mix of anticipation and peace. The believers were deep in a blissful trance, helping David Dreamer achieve his goal. The skeptics were waiting for him to fail, even if part of them yearned for something greater. And then, as suddenly as silence, David Dreamer was gone. And then the most astonishing thing of all happened. They waited. And waited. And waited. But David Dreamer did not return. David Dreamer was never heard from again.
I was watching TV with my family, and then all of a sudden he was just gone.
Poof, he was gone, just like that.
And we both stood up and looked at the TV and started screaming.
And you're just staring and waiting and waiting, but nothing happens.
All over the world, people speculated on his whereabouts.
After he disappeared, he entered another universe.
He always talked about a mountain retreat in Tibet.
I heard something about like some ashram in like Wyoming.
I don't know. Some people were saying it was a hoax.
Who knows? No one knows.
After 5 years of searching and waiting, the world has yet to provide credible proof of his existence anywhere.
He's everywhere.
I like to think that he's watching over us.
There have been photos claiming to show Dreamer jogging near a lake in Montana, sunbathing in Ecuador, hitchhiking in Somalia, but they've never been confirmed. He's disappeared without a trace. No paper trail, no leads, no body.
If anyone knows where David is, please let us know. We love him, and we miss him very much.
It was a good trick. I have no idea how he did it, but it was a good one.
Yeah, I definitely remember that day. I was an elementary school teacher at the time, and one of my students came in and was super upset and was trying to figure out why. And he started crying and explained that he saw his favorite magician just disappear, and he was super confused about it.
It's definitely something that's still in the back of my mind. You know, I think it's ingrained in a lot of people's subconscious at this point.
By this time, he should have been back, so the fact that he's not, it's a little scary.
I think his last trick was just to leave this world and find something that we're all looking for.
David Dreamer will always be remembered as a master performer who gave us the most compelling exit of any magician in recorded history. It's changed our perception of magic, the world, human potential, and the very nature of spirituality.
Everything is possible.
The Grand Finale was written and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. This story was heavily inspired by the real magician, Doug Henning, and I borrowed a lot of elements from his act for this. And so we've put links on our website to many of the books and videos I used for research. Just go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Our story was performed by Billy Griffin Jr., Amy Warren, Stephanie Ray, Michael Comstie, Adrian Burke, T.J. Mannix, Reza Nasudi, Louis Kornfeld, Michael Cullen, Rachel Botchin, Stefan Schuett, Mary McDonnell, Chris Kapiniak, Bill Rolfing, and Eli James. with production assistance from Noam Osbond, who collected all of the Person on the Street recordings. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, we're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producers are Nicole Hill and AC Lamberty. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia. From PRX.